in the variety of the scope, I should say in the variety of the content, we had not just first-person accounts of psychiatric torture, of abuses. We had poems. We had journal entries, you know, like Rebels, of course, and illustrations. It was a beautiful, powerful collage, but all showing resistance from different points. It's like I see this work as a collage with all many different contributors showing this is what happened to me and this is what I want to say and this is why it's important. A collage in a visual sense, it's a collage.
Very few people did we say no to. The issue was if someone sent something, we wanted to find some way for their voice to be heard. Right?
And it was very clear this was going to be a collective, yeah. It wasn't an ego-tripping, self-serving thing. Project Doll was a groundbreaking. It was for all of us who had gone through the fires.
So when you
through
say
the fires
it was
of
collective,
the psychiatric system.
Well, we were not trying to write a history of the movements in Canada. So, and we were not choosing people to interview. We actually published almost everything that came to us. So, and it, so it was a very different. We were interested in getting voices out there, voices
yeah.
of people, whether they were in the movement, whether they couldn't imagine ever being in a movement, and some of these people were not in the movement. Demonstrably
yeah,
not in
Reed's
the movement.
Book.